Hey, it's Rick Claus from The Edge Show. We're here for episode number 143. This week, we actually have Mark Rusinovich, the CTO of Azure, did an announcement about the general availability of our premium storage offering. And so without any further ado, why don't I give you the video from Mark Rusinovich.
Hi, my name is Mark Rusinovich. I'm CTO of Microsoft Azure, and I'm really excited to show off to you the capabilities of our new premium storage offering with our new DS series virtual machines. What makes this really exciting is that unlike the standard storage offering we have in market, which is backed by hard disks, this new offering is backed by SSDs with the same level of durability where every time you write to one of these disks, it gets replicated three times on the backend servers for high availability in the face of even multiple server failures. But the DS series VMs also bring something that's industry unique, which is the caching of IOs on the local SSDs of the virtual machine servers themselves. What this enables is industry-leading performance for durable virtual machine disks. More than 50,000 IOPS of write performance directly back to those disks in Azure storage, and more than 64,000 IOPS for cached read-write accesses with the help of those local SSD caches. Now, what I'm going to show to you is a demonstration of that level of performance of more than 64,000 IOPS by connecting to a DS series virtual machine running in Microsoft Azure and running a benchmark tool called Iometer, which will drive those IOPS to those levels of performance. So let's go take a look at that. So I'm going to double click on the shortcut to this Azure DS series virtual machine, which has Iometer here running on the desktop. The Iometer tool is ready to go with a configuration that will drive IOPS off of the premium storage disks that are attached to this virtual machine. The benchmark is now running, and you can see a metric here, total IOs per second, or IOPS, and that number is hovering. Let's take a look at the speed dial here to make it easier to see, is hovering around the 64,000 IOPS range, which is the industry-leading kind of performance that you can get off of these virtual machines. Now, this level of performance, of course, you see here on a Windows virtual machine, but we also, of course, make this level of performance available on the Linux virtual machines that you run in Microsoft Azure. So to do that, I'm going to SSH into a Linux virtual machine running in Microsoft Azure to show you the same configuration and level of performance we just saw on the Windows virtual machine. So I'm going to cd into the directory where I've got the benchmarking tool, the Linux benchmarking tool FIO or FIO, which will, like Iometer, exercise the disk to its maximum level of performance. Type in my password again. And now the benchmarking tool is running and will print out in real time the level of performance it's able to achieve here. And you can see that it's at the same levels that we saw on the Windows virtual machine of around 64,000 IOPS. So what you've just seen is public cloud leading performance off of durable storage disks. Again, every write is replicated three times to SSDs on the back end, and we take advantage of those SSDs on the front end with the DS series virtual machines to deliver sub-millisecond read latencies and IOPS that exceed 64,000. Now, what this enables are those most data-intensive, low-latency requiring workloads to move now to Microsoft Azure, ones that might not have been able to move before, and they can get awesome performance. And those include applications like SQL Server, like Dynamics, like SharePoint, and NoSQL workloads like MongoDB. So with that, I want to thank you very much for tuning in, and I want to encourage you to go check out the premium storage offering and the DS series virtual machines and get those demanding applications migrated to Microsoft Azure. Thank you.
So there you go, nice and simple. Premium storage now available as general availability on different Azure subscriptions. Go off and take a look at that. You can try it out by going to azure.com and doing sign up for the trial in the top right hand corner. If you like, leave us a comment down below about what stuff you'd like to see coming up in future episodes. So you can reach out and talk to us on Twitter. My name is @RicksterCDN on the Twitters. You can also talk to The Edge Show at @TNEdge to let us know what you think of the show and subjects we should be covering in upcoming episodes. That being said, have a great day and we'll see you next week.